Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Sheriff Thomas Hodgson wants to help Donald Trump build that wall the president-elect wants on the border of the U.S. and Mexico. Actually, the sheriff wants his inmates to help build it. Hodgson is the sheriff of Bristol County in Massachusetts, and he's kicking off a national effort to have prison inmates construct the proposed wall, that is, if Donald Trump will have them. Hodgson made his announcement last night as inauguration. Shannon Dooling from Here and Now contributor WBUR was there.
The swearing-in ceremony for Sheriff Thomas Hodgson was complete with color guard and bagpipes, setting a formal tone for the evening. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker introduced Hodgson, applauding his long public service record, his loyalty to upholding the law, and his transparency.
I've always admired the fact that no one ever had to doubt where Tom was coming from on any particular issue that he faced here as sheriff or when he served on the city council.
Sheriff Hodgson is known for speaking his mind and not shying away from politically hot topics. In fact, the longtime Republican has made a name for himself in this blue state by doing just that. Hodgson is a Donald Trump supporter, backing the president-elect's hardline approach to immigration enforcement, including the need for a border wall. The sheriff has also criticized public officials in so-called sanctuary cities for their refusal to fully cooperate with customs enforcement agents. So Hodgson made these issues the focus of a national new proposal, a first-of-its-kind nationwide inmate labor program that he calls Project NICE, or National Inmates Community Endeavors. To kick off the program, Hodgson is offering to send Massachusetts inmates to the country's southern border.
I'm making a formal offer to President-elect Trump that inmates from Bristol County and others from across the nation, through Project NICE, will help build that wall.
Hodgson did not provide details on how the program would be funded, and he says he's not heard back from Trump's office yet. But he's confident this is something the president-elect can get behind.
I believe that we will have a good partnership with the federal authorities. We don't have a commitment at this point, but I fully expect we will, because it makes all the sense in the world. It's hard to argue, regardless of what the initiative is, whether it's building a wall or it's rebuilding a community after a disaster. It's what government ought to be doing.
The Trump team has not responded to inquiries about Hodgson's offer, but the sheriff does have some national support for his program, which would be voluntary for inmates. National Sheriff's Association Director Jonathan Thompson says his group would back the initiative as long as the federal government does.
What we believe nationally is that it takes a few successful endeavors like this to really create a template, so to speak, to allow sheriffs across the country to engage in something like this and then put it into practice. So we're very pleased to hear that Sheriff Hodgson has come to the plate and come to say, I want to try this.
But in an emailed statement, Governor Baker's office expressed less enthusiasm. Thanking the sheriff for his efforts with inmate work projects in Massachusetts communities, the administration says it would prefer the Bristol County sheriff to, quote, continue to offer those services closer to home. And closer to home is where some people believe inmate work programs belong. Vincent Schiraldi is a research fellow at Harvard Kennedy School and a former probation commissioner in New York City. He values local prison work programs, but questions whether such a national program would be worthwhile. Especially, Schiraldi says, if inmates are being asked to work on politically charged projects like the border wall.
A lot of good could come from having people who have run afoul of the law repay their debt to society by doing works in the community to sort of make reparation. And it's a real shame to start that with probably the most divisive public works project perhaps in the history of America.
While Schiraldi fears that such a program could backfire, alienating prisoners instead of engaging them, Sheriff Hodgson says he can think of no other project that would have as positive an impact on inmates as helping to construct a wall to secure their country. For Here and Now, I'm Shannon Dooling.